during Rosh Chodesh benching, we mispal for many things, among which is Chayim Sheyesh Bahem Yiras Shamayim V'Yiras Chet. In mispalo, we should have the Siyata Deshmaya to have Yiras Shamayim, have Yiras Hashem. It's ironic that on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, when we would normally be benching Rosh Chodesh and being mispalel for Yiras Shamayim, for reasons al pi Kabbalah, we don't do Birchas HaChodesh. So we didn't have an opportunity this past Shabbos to be mispalel for Yiras Shamayim. And obviously this is the Hachana for Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah we're striving to reach the Madrega of Yiras Shamayim. Let's try to explore a little bit what Yiras Shamayim means. An example of Yiras Shamayim, I believe, is a story they tell about Rav Ara LeKarlina. When he went up to Davin Shachris on Rosh Hashanah, and he said, HaMelech. As soon as he said, HaMelech, he fainted. They were able to revive him. After davening, he was asked, what was it about HaMelech that caused you to faint? So he quoted the famous Gemara in Gittin where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to sneak out of Yerushalayim and to advocate to the Roman general Vespasian Aspasianus. And he greeted him, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai greeted him with Shalom Aleichem Malko. Shalom Aleichem to you, the king. And he wasn't king yet, so he was taken aback. And one of the things he told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, "In imalko ano, if I am indeed the king, amai lo osis ad ho idno, why weren't you here until now?" So Rabbi Ara LeKarlina said, "When I said Hamelech, it occurred to me that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, oh, all of a sudden, and this person is saying, Bekavona, he's recognizing I'm the Melech. Where was he all year?" And that's when he fainted. That's an example of Yiras Shamayim. Well, what is Yiras Shamayim? There are two major components of Yiras Shamayim. There's Yiras Ha'onesh, this fear of punishment, either in this world or in the world to come. And there's Yiras Ha'romamus, awe and reverence. It's the same word. It's the same word. Yira has different meanings. If you think about it, it's really the emotion is not that different. I'll give you an example. If somebody's having the Godel Hador to come for lunch, and you can make all kinds of preparations, and there's tension, and there's anxiety, and you want to make sure everything is right, and everything is clean, and maybe you even lose patience a little bit, and you snap at somebody, get it done, you snap at the kids, get the toys off the floor, there's a fear, and on the contrast, let's say the mythical mother-in-law. Of course, there is no such thing as a mother-in-law whom we don't love. But the mythical mother-in-law is coming for lunch. It's the same thing. I can't have a stain on the table. Of course, I can't have this. It's the same emotion. One is a sense of trepidation in front of greatness, and the other one is a fear of a consequence. But it's Yira. For example, Ish imo ve'oviv tira'u. Nobody is afraid of their mother and father. Nobody is supposed to be afraid of the father or mother. We're supposed to revere. It's the same word. So in Yiras Shamayim, we have Yiras Ha'onesh, and we have Yiras Ha'romamus, to recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Seil Sisharim writes that Yiras Ha'onesh, fear of Onesh, is for Amei Ha'oretz. We're supposed to serve Hashem because of His greatness, because of Yiras Ha'romamus, recognizing the awesome greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not the Yiras Ha'onesh. But let's explore this a little further and see what, really what the practical application of this is. There's a famous pasuk that everybody dwells on, the pasuk in Parshas Ekev. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, the Ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyal Meyimach, Ki Yim Li Yira Es Hashem Elokecha. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from you? All He wants from you is Liura Es Hashem Elokecha. Now here he's clearly talking about Yiras Ha'romamus, because he goes on to say, Valechesh b'chol durocho, have to go all of his ways, liyahava also, to love him, la'avod es Hashem elokecha, b'chol levavcha, to serve him with all of your heart, b'chol nafshecha, your entire soul, lishmar es mitzvos Hashem, eschu kaisav, that's all you want, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you, as well as Yirah Shamayim. Everybody asks, the Gemara asks, v'chi Yirah, Milsa Zutra Sahi, is you're such a small thing. I said, all I ask of you is this. You know, like a mother will tell the son, you know, all I'm asking for you is take your plate off the table. I do everything for you. I take care of you. Just take your plate. All I'm asking was a little thing. This is a little thing. So the Gemara answers, and yes, Lagabi Moshe, Milsa Zutra Sahi. As far as if you look at Moshe Rabbeinu, from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, it is indeed a milsa zutrasa. It is indeed a small thing. The kasha here is obvious. It's a bomb of a kasha. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. This is our Rebbe. Just because it's easy for him, it's not easy for us. Yeah, we all know a Rebbe who thinks that the Reb Chaim is easy to understand, and he gets frustrated with the Talmidim when it's really a very difficult Reb Chaim. Just because the Rebbe is brilliant and he's been learning in Kaila for the last 75 years doesn't mean it's easy for the Talmidim. So what do we mean that the Gabi Moshe Milsa Zutra Sahi? So what if it was for Moshe it was easy? What about for us? For us it's hard. What's the Gemara's answer? Everybody, all the Mepharshim, Yishayim, Achrayim, deal with this kasha. So let's go back to Yiras Ha'Einish and see is whether or not Yiras Ha'Einish is indeed only for Amei Ha'aretz. Then we'll come back and try to explain this Mar Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach. Gemara in Barachos and Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis. So the Talmidim came to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was ill. And they told him, Rabbeinu Baruchenu, give us a bracha. Obviously, he was leaving them to go to the Olam HaEmes. And they said, give us a bracha before you leave. So Omer Lohem, the Gemara says, Yiratzayin shetei meira shamayim aleichem ki meira basav adam. That the meira shamayim should be upon you like the meira of a basav adam. The fear of shamayim should be upon you like the fear of a human being. Omru lo Talmidov, the Talmidov responded, Ad Kan, that's it? Our Rebbe's whole aspiration for us is Yiras Ha'Einish? That we should be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing us? Omer Lohem, he responded, Halavai, Teidu, I'll show you. Kishodim over Aveiro, the person does an Aveiro, Omer, he says, Shelo Yirani Odom. I want to make sure nobody sees me. So, Halavai, you should have Yiras Shamayim, Kimyar Rabas of Adam. You need Yiras Ha'Einish. This was the bracha that the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave his Talmidim, who were almost as great as he was, that they should have Yiras Ha'Einish. I'd like to give this example. Many of my Talmidim, I'm sure, have heard this from me in the past. Excuse me. You know, I'm a big believer that the city of Los Angeles should be a beautiful and nice city, and therefore the streets should be cleaned periodically. Now, in order to clean the streets, so I have to be inconvenienced because there are going to be times of the week where I can't park on a certain side of the street, alternate side of the street parking. It's a convenience that I welcome. It's an inconvenience that I welcome because I want it's a worthwhile sacrifice. I want the streets to be clean. Now imagine the following scenario. I'm looking for a parking place for a very, very important appointment that I have. And I can't find parking because it's alternate side of the street parking day. So I'm circling the block 7 times and I still can't find, but I can't be late for this appointment. So what's going to stop me from parking and interfering with the street sweeping? Is it because I believe so wholeheartedly in this value, in this high value that the street should be clean, or because I don't want to get a ticket? The only reason I'm not going to park is because I don't want to get a ticket. That's Yiras HaInish. Of course, we serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, not like the Ami Ha'ores that the Mesil Sesharim is talking about, that my entire motivation, there's nobody listening to this recording who serves a Kaddish Baruch Hu for this, wakes up in the morning and says, I better go to davening, otherwise I'm going to get whacked. I better make a bracha, because otherwise I'm going to burn. I better not eat treif, because we serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu because it's MS and we want to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu built a Torah built on Schar V'Onesh, and we have to be aware of the Schar V'Onesh, and we have to use the Yiras HaOnesh in order to be able to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu properly. The Ran and the Drushas, the wonderful, wonderful Drushu Asiri. The Ran talks about a basic level of intellectual maturity and emotional maturity that a child has when he achieves fear. When a child recognizes that he should not touch fire, that he should not play with hot water, otherwise he's going to get burnt. That's a certain level of intellectual maturity that a child reaches. When I let my children outside to play, and I know that they recognize they should not run into the street to catch the ball, because chas v'chalila they could get hurt, that's a certain level of intellectual maturity that they have. And the Ran amazingly touches this up in the phrase that David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, V'gilu bira'odah. V'gilu, rejoice, bira'odah, with trepidation. Now, really, gilu bira'odah is a wonderful, wonderful synopsis of our whole approach to Rosh Hashanah. It's a yontif, and it's trepidation. V'gilu bira'odah. The way the Ran touches it up is V'gilu, there's a level of simcha ra'odah when I finally am mature enough to feel trepidation. When I feel trepidation, V'gilu bira'odah, oh, my child has grown up. He's not going to run into the street to play in traffic. And he says, Yiras HaOnesh. If a person has Yiras HaOnesh and he recognizes that I should not do this, I should not look at this, I should bench like a mensch even if there's nobody else looking, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be upset with us. And there are consequences. There's Schar V'Onesh, there's a consequence, there's an Onesh. When a person reaches that Madrega, that's a source of Simcha. It's V'Gilu, V'Gilu Bira Odor. The Ran goes on to say that in reality, Yiras HaRomimus should be something very, very easy. Should be very simple, because it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world. He is awesome, and he gave us the Torah, which is amazing. And in the language of the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, the Rambam writes about Yira b'shor sheyizbonein ha'odav b'maisav uveruav hanefloyim hagadolim. When a person it contemplates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, the whole universe, there's nothing comparable to it, and there's no end. You have to feel a love for him, and you have to feel a reverence for him. And then you feel, who am I? What am I? I'm a nothing compared to that. That's the awe and reverence that you're supposed to feel, and we do feel that, and we do know that. So how come we mess up from time to time? As a Rebbe, I can tell you that If I see that a Talmud is not chopping something that is really simple, I'm reading a Rashi, it's really simple, you're just not chopping it. And I'm going to say, how much time did you spend on the screen last night? Or, if you can't focus, did you take your medication? Because if you're focusing, it's really, really easy. The Ran says, I'm using little modern parlance in the Ran. The Ran says, basically, the Begilu Bira'odah, rejoicing with trepidation of Yiras HaOnesh. If you have Yiras HaOnesh, then Yiras HaRomimus is an easy step beyond that, because it's simple to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. How come we don't? Because of all the distractions and all of the things that get away, and all the crazy rationales and justifications that we give. He created you. He gave us the Torah. We have a mission in life. There's no better way to live. There's no hakihem v'charta b'chayim. We learned in this last week's parsha. It's Gabi Moshe. Most of the mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu says, trust me, I know how to ride a bike. It's easy. It's like riding a bike. You're afraid to fall off. You're afraid of this. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Once you get there, it's easy. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu would say. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes something different than I quoted from the Sefer, the Yana Chazoka. In the Yana Chazoka, I told you that the Rambam says, Hechi haderech liavoso v'yoroso, the derech of Yura, is to contemplate on the Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness and to serve him because he's so awesome and to feel that kind of reverence for him. That's what he writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Dalit, which is the Mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, he writes that the Mitzvah is Lahamin Yerosei Yisala Ulihipochid Mimenu, and to fear him. V'lo Nihiyah K'kofrim Aholchim Bekeri, and not like those rejectors who just go by happenstance. Avon Nira, we should be afraid of Bias Ansho, of the coming of his punishment, B'choleis, at all times. V'hu Amru Yisala Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. It's interesting that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says that the Ikar Mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is Yiras HaOinash. And in the Yad HaChazaka, he talks about Yiras HaRemimus. The way the Rambam explains it, there's no contradiction. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is defining the mitzvah. Mitzvah is the action. What is the action? How do we supposed to live our lives? There's Yiras HaOinash. Recognition of Schar and Onesh. The result of that, like the Ran said, is that then Yiras HaRemimus becomes easy. The Gabi Moshe, Milsa Zutrosahi, if you have the proper maturation, if you reach a Madrega, that the child reaches when he knows that he should not play in traffic, and we know that we should not do an Avera because we're going to get hurt. If you don't, that's a level, that's a Gilu Biroda, and that leads to Yiras, that leads to Yiras HaRemimus. So we misfollow on Birchas HaChodesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us Chaim Sheyesh Bem Yiras Shamayim V'Yiras Chet. Mesilas Hasharim explains that Yiras Chet is a subdivision of Yiras Shamayim, subdivision of Yiras Remimus. Yiras Chet means that I have such Romimus, I have such awe and reverence, I have such love for Hashem that I'm terrified about sinning. I don't want to sin against him. For example, if we have somebody, we have a spouse, we have a friend, we have a parent, we have a child that we love so much, and we don't want to do anything that's going to hurt him. Perhaps on a national level, more than perhaps, on a national level, the manifestation of Yiras Chet this year, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, is that we don't blow shofar. We don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because that's Yiras Chet. We're afraid. Maybe I'll carry it outside. I can't do that. I can't take a chance that I'm going to end up carrying the shofar outside for somebody to teach me how to blow shofar. That's Yiras Chet, which is part of Yiras HaRemimus. The Aveda of Rosh Hashanah is for us to achieve this level of Yiras HaRemimus. Rosh Hashanah is indeed a Chag of Gilu Birod. It's a Chag of Gilu. It's a Chag. It's a Yontif. We have a special relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we're being allowed into his inner sanctum. There's a Gila, there's a Ra'oda, there's a trepidation at the same time. And the goal is Yiras HaRemimus, but we need desperately to focus on Yiras HaOnesh in order to reach that. To wish everybody a good Gabbens Yor and a Ksiva V'Chasima Toivot.